and the 12 disciples, they came to Jesus at that supper table, and they broke of the bread, and they drank of the wine, and they each had a one piece of chicken without handling any of the other pieces of chicken, because the disciples, well, they were polite. And when Bartholomew had a piece of chicken gristle in his mouth, he took that gristle, and in the name of God, he subtly spit that gristle into his napkin so as not to draw attention to himself. And the other disciples, Peter, Paul, and Mary, they didn't complain that there was only one side item at the table. And Simon Peter and Alvin Peter and, of course, Theodore Peter, they too were gracious in the sight of the Lord because they helped afterward wash the dishes. And none of the disciples, not John or Gary or even Chris, none of them could sense Judas would be the traitor that night. But Jesus, oh, he knew. He knew Judas would sin, just like he knew Judas would forget his responsibilities to bring dinner rolls and the sweet tea. Why, it was not unlike how he suspected Lot in the land of Gomorrah. Not unlike he suspected the Sleestaks in the land of the lost. Not unlike he suspected the king of pop in the land of never. But Jesus, he told Judas that, wait, oh crap, it's almost noon? Pastor Ron's got an appointment. I'll let our volunteer 32-piece electronic band play their usual 81-minute version of Bringing in the Sheaves while I sneak out the back. Praise God. 30 minutes later. And Marty, the Lord, he said unto me, he says, it's not enough to preach the word of God on the Sabbath, Pastor Ron, and to a congregation that already believe. He says, you got to rise up, Ron. You got to go south and do the work of a missionary. And so by the order of God, I got up and I went to Mexico, Cancun mostly, and with nothing but the good book, a strong sunblock, and a tangerine-colored speech. Praise God.
And you say it just so happened to coincide with spring break?
Indeed, Marty. Can I get an amen, Marty?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, here are your color prints 24 hours later, just as we promised.
And I hope you and your brethren here at the Walgreens, you subscribe to the teachings of Ezekiel. For in the book of Ecclesiastics, Ezekiel said, discretion is the better part of valor.
I think that was Shakespeare.
Yes, that's what I meant, Marty. What Ezekiel said in the book of Shakespeare was, discretion is the better part of valor, praise God. 1 hour later, and the Lord said, in the book of Psalms, parenthesis, S-P, question mark, parenthesis, he says to the people of Babylonia, at least I think he says, ain't no mountain too high, ain't no valley too low, ain't no river too wide enough, baby, to keep me from getting to ya. And so I take heed of the scripture, like Moses in the house of the Pharaoh, like B.B. King in the house of the blues, like John Stamos in the house of the full. I prove the true. Praise God for the World Wide Web. So as promised, here are the quotation mark, special photos, question mark. Hope you like them of my Cancun trip, Jeffrey 1999. Praise God, smiley face, send. 1 hour later.
Mr. Let's Play Legos 06?
In the words of the evil King Herod. Who the f*** are you?
I'm Chris Hansen of Dateline. Don't mind the cameras, Mr. Let's Play Legos 06. We're just here to put you at ease and prey on your ignorance, so you might confess before America what a sick son of a bitch you actually are. No one's going to hurt you. That is, until we are finished here, and we set you free to go out and be pummeled to death by armed police officers. So, is it okay that we talk to you?
Sure. I don't see what it would hurt. 3 hours later... And that's when I intercepted the devil's email, you see. That's when I intervened in the name of God. That's when I interjected that this lost soul take the devil intertubing, perhaps internationally, before God strikes him down with internal bleeding. And then I hit enter.
So you're saying you're not Let's Play Legos 06?
No, of course not. I'm Pastor Ron. And not unlike David versus Goliath. Not unlike Joe versus the volcano. Not unlike Kramer versus Kramer. I am here to strike down evil with my slingshot of God.
So that's not a thong then?
Nope. Slingshot of God.
And these photos of a man making sandcastles in Cancun wearing nothing but a tangerine Speedo and a giant jack-in-the-box head aren't you?
No, but I think I might know who it is. The devil.
Well, damn it. Okay, you heard him, fellas. The good reverend, he's not our predator. And if you can't trust an evangelist these days, who can you trust, huh? Come on, pick up the equipment. Time to leave Mr. Ron alone.
That's right, Chris Hansen. The only predator I is a predator against the devil. Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't stop this predator from attacking the devil. Governor Jesse Ventura couldn't stop this predator from attacking the devil. The fella from Rocky 1 and 2, who I also think was in the movie I speak of, couldn't stop me from attacking the devil. Hell, the devil himself couldn't stop me from attacking the devil, praise God.